First Up. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, June 13th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partner to try to close this deal.
US says it's continuing to push for a Gaza peace plan and day six of election counting. No new MEPs elected since Tuesday. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US says it will continue to push to get the latest peace deal in Gaza across the line. The US Secretary of State met with leaders in the Middle East as efforts intensified to get agreement on the three-phased ceasefire deal. Earlier, Hamas said it wanted written guarantees from the US before agreeing to a ceasefire deal. Anthony Blinken, US Secretary of State, says they'll do what's needed to close the deal.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. Some of the changes are workable, some are not. In the days ahead, we are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal.
Fresh talks take place today to try to avert strike action at Aer Lingus. 97.7% of the airline's pilots voted in favour of industrial action yesterday. Their action, over pay, could see passengers grounded within weeks. President of IALPA, Captain Mark Tai, says pilots find it difficult to understand why the airline won't meet their pay claim.
We have not yet made substantial progress. Management seem to be stuck on a cost of under 3 million euro from an outstanding pilot agreement. And in the context of 225 million euro profits last year and forecasts for significantly improved profits over the coming years, we find that very hard to take.
The Irish Travel Agents Association is urging both sides to reach a resolution. It's warning a strike over the summer months will have a serious impact on holidaymakers and business travellers. CEO of the association, Claire Dunn, says the grounding of planes will cause havoc.
Holidaymakers, business travellers will be travelling. They've made plans. Some of them have made plans up to a year ago for their holidays, and they'll be completely disrupted. So we're calling on Aer Lingus and the pilots to try and get together and find a resolution other than a strike. Surely there must be a better way to resolve a dispute than to cause havoc for people's travel plans at the busiest time of the year.
In election news, Fianna Fáil Senator Niall Blaney has been eliminated after the 15th count in the Midlands Northwest constituency. Luke Ming Flanagan still leads the way and is now 10,000 votes off the quota. Nina Carberry, Maria Walsh and Barry Cowan also look certain to be elected along with him. Meanwhile, Independent Ireland's Kieran Mullooly has moved even further ahead and is in pole position to win the final seat. He's now almost 18,000 votes clear of Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew, who will need significant transfers from her party, Chris McManus, when he is eliminated later today. Counting gets underway again at 9 a.m. this morning. The final count is expected tonight. In Ireland South, Billy Kelleher continues to close in on the quota. Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen also moved into contention after picking up almost 16,000 votes from the elimination of her party colleague, Paul Gavin. And independent Tom MacDonald was the 949th councillor to win a seat as the local election counts finished last night. He is a founder member of Éire Síre, a group targeting homelessness in Newbridge. With all the local seats filled, Fianna Fáil has come out marginally ahead with 248 seats, with Fine Gael on 245, the independents taking 227 and Sinn Féin taking 102. NASA accidentally broadcast a simulation of distressed astronauts on the International Space Station, prompting concerns on social media. The audio went out on NASA's live YouTube channel last night. It suggested a crew member was experiencing the effects of decompression sickness and his prognosis was tenuous. The ISS posted on social media saying it was a training exercise and not related to a real emergency.
Prior to feeling closing the visor and pressurizing the suit, I would like you to check his pulse. The prognosis for Commander is relatively tenuous, I'll say, at this point, to keep it generic.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour has already been known for setting off earthquake monitors, and now it's been confirmed she did it again in Edinburgh last weekend. The British Geological Survey says Taylor Swift beat Beyonce, Harry Styles and Bruce Springsteen's Murrayfield gigs last year by quite a big margin, measuring 23 nanometres of movement on night one. The superstar is taking her show to Liverpool tonight, where artists have curated installations inspired by her albums. And in sport and athletics, Ireland ended the European Championships with four medals after yet more relay success. The Irish women's team of Sophie Becker, Rashida Adelecki, Phil Healy and Charlene Maudsley took silver in the 4x400. They ran a new national record time in the process, while Adelecki, Maudsley and Becker added to their own personal holds. It was the first major championship medal for Bandon sprinter Healy. It's Rashida Adelecki's third medal of the week and she says she's absolutely delighted.
Being able to win two medals on a relay, it's just so phenomenal because it's such a team effort and we all trust each other so much. And to be able to go out there and perform our best when we most need it, it just shows the depth that we have and how much we want and how much we deserve it, because we did put a lot into this and I'm just so proud of them. Like, through thick and thin, we were able to perform through any of the factors that we had to deal with, and I'm so happy to be here with them.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.